Bishop Manny will teach us this morning, powering the leader's prayer life. It's one of the most important classes that we have with him. I hope you ready yourself with questions. I think part of the staff development really is not just yung theology, church history, and the tools part, but really spiritual depth. Kaya naghahabol po tayo. Actually, you're just the second batch. There's more. For example, kasi most, nearly all of you are senior pastors, I think, in this room. Marami pang ibang senior pastors hindi nakasama. Tapos, may next layer po kayo, yung mga second in command ninyo sa mga local second in command talaga. Yun. So, but he, there's something that interrupted him, something that delayed him, so he's asking to just wait a little. So, I apologize in behalf of Bishop. He specifically asked for 10 a.m., but I wasn't informed which interruption it is. But he wouldn't interrupt his class for anything less important. He values this. Kaya si Bishop Jurey kahapon, tapos ngayon. Tapos mamayang hapon si Pastor Steve Cad. Did we tell you? Pastor Steve Cad is going to teach us. He did a fuel meeting very briefly on how to maximize the media and online resources being pastors in a local church. And we asked him if he may be able to impart to us more. Kasi he just had about 45 minutes. Sino sa inyo nandito nun sa fuel meeting na yun? There's a few. So, pilit, ano na yun, eh? Tight na tight yun. He will have the expanded version today. You will be the first one. So these are some tools na... It's actually a whole course. They spent several days with Pastor Ray dun sa Dubai, training their pastors and their volunteer leaders. You know, when you come up with videos, when you come up with messages, most of you are online, when you, how do you handle, you know, attacks and debates online. Besides Facebook, marami pa po kasing pwedeng gawin online. Pero kasi senior pastors kayo, whether you like it or not, once it's there, it's there. So kailangan natin ng wisdom at saka yung veteran skills ni Pastor Steve Cad. So he'll be teaching us. And then next month, we'll have Pastor Paul Barker. Now, si Pastor Paul Barker, because of his role in Every Nation, significantly his time in the Philippines was reduced. He used to be here, you know, longer. And then starting this 2015, it became 10 weeks na lang. Next year, iikli pa lalo. So, kasi hinihingi na siya ng Europe and all that. So, they're thinking about really duplicating him or upgrading our video capacity. We couldn't do the video because these classrooms weren't done yet. So we had to focus. So kayo po pala ang unang staff dev na nasa bagong building. So congratulations. Your make. Dapat pala magpa-feature kayo. No? Sabihin ko mamaya bago kayo umuwi, magpa-feature kayo. Last feature. Tapos, we want to also have a time of testimonies kasi buro klase lang tayo. We're not really hearing much from one another. So we might as well use this time. We have one from Nueva Ecija, Pastor Jason. And then, how many of you have a powerful testimony to share? Just God's faithfulness. We know Pastor Sam has a new facility. Alam niyo po ba yun na talagang i-celebrate natin? isang simpleng testimony. Several months ago, Pastor Joseph Saringan, wala, ayun. He said, Pastor Sky, meron ba kayong laptop dyan? Sabi ko, wala eh. Pero si Lord meron, hingi tayo, humingi kami kay Lord. You know, 1 week after, somebody texts me, and, you know, is there any pastor here who needs a laptop? Sabi niya, marami po, sabi ko ganun. Meron pong isa specifically, nag-ask sa akin, and, ayan, nandyan na yung laptop niya, ini-installan na. May dalawa silang Lenovo. So, sino sa inyo, I just wanted to ask, sino sa inyo kailangan nyo ng laptop? I just want to know. Kasi ayoko magsinungaling kung hindi ko naman alam. So, kahit na Lenovo, you know, just for the staff, pandagdag lang. And we're believing for Mac. I need to count. Celine? Asan na si Celine? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Okay. Kasi kung meron nag-donate, at least sasabihin ko, marami po. Marami naman talaga. Kaya lang by faith pa tayong marami. So, ini-imagine ko kayo. You would know, lalo na may mga iba-iba kayong departamento, di ba? Mabigyan sila ng, di ba? Office furniture kailangan mo. Sige, sabihin natin sa VMM. Office furniture. Sige, sige. Pastor Jason, can you just share with us your testimony? Palakpakan naman natin si Pastor Jason.
Good morning. I'm Jason from Victory Gapan, and just want to share God's faithfulness in my family. So last September 2, we noticed yung tatay namin mayroong lump dito sa back ng kanyang ear. So talagang nabothered kami lahat kasi nga hindi pangkaraniwan yung kanyang bukol dun sa kanyang gilid ng kanyang tainga. So sabi ko sa tatay ko, "Tay," sabi ko, "magpa-check up na tayo kasi bakit merong bukol? Dapat wala yan." So pagpunta namin ng clinic ni Dr. Andrew, ni-refer niya kami sa ENT, and I personally seen it. Nakita po namin may pinasok na camera doon sa kanyang ilong. Pagpasok ng camera, nakita namin yung mga bukol doon sa, kung di po ako nagkakamali, nasopharyngeal. Doon, nakita po namin yung bukol. And nung nakita po nung doktor yun, inayayan niya kami kagad doon sa clinic niya. At hindi na po siya nagpaligoy-ligoy pa, sinabi na niya sa amin na may cancer yung tatay ko. So sabi niya, ipinaliwanag niya yung procedure, ganito yung mangyayari. Huwag po kayong mag-alala, hindi po nagkataon na kaibigan ko si Jason, tutulungan ko po kayo. Sabi ng doktor, pinaliwanag niya, mababawasan lang po ng konti yung kagwapuhan niyo, sabi niya sa tatay ko, pero huwag po kayong mag-alala, lahat po ng pwede naming magawa, gagawin namin. So, to make the long story short, umuwi kami sa bahay, talagang durug na durug po yung puso namin dahil biglaan po yung pangyayari. Hindi po namin inaasahan na ganon. So, nung Saturday, nagkaroon po kami ng pre-team building, or team building po pala namin with Pastor June. Nabanggit ko po kay Pastor June na ganun nga po yung, yung nangyari sa tatay ko. But before that, kinomfort po ako ng Panginoon doon sa verse na sa Philippians chapter 4, 6-7. Chapter 4 to 6 to 7, sabi niyo, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say it again, rejoice. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer," sabi niya, "and petition, present your requests to God. And the peace of God," sabi doon, "will transcend all understanding in Christ Jesus our Lord." During that time, there's a small voice, "Your dad is healed." Yung tatay mo magaling na. Pero doon pa rin sa puso ko, sabi ko, "Lord, parang ang hirap, parang gano'n, parang iniisip ko pa rin, dadaan pa rin siya sa procedure." Then, sinabi ko kay Pastor June, gano'n nga yung kalalagayan tatay ko. Pinag-pray ni Pastor June, nag-pray kami together, habang nagja-jogging kami, Saturday morning. Balik kami ng hospital sa Premier Monday. Pagpunta po namin ulit doon sa clinic ni Dr. Tanbu, may pinasok po ulit na camera para makita. Kasi schedule na po yun ang biopsy ng tatay ko. Pagpasok po ng camera, walang makitang bukol doon sa kabilang side. Sabi ni Dr. Andrew, patingnan po sa kabila. Pagkita po namin, wala na po yung dati naming nakikitang bukol. Ngayon, para po masigurado, nag-request po yung doktor nang sabi niya, CT scan natin para masigurado tayo. So the following day, Tuesday po yun, balik kami ulit, 11 o'clock in the morning, nakuha po namin yung result, 4:30. Pagbasa ko ng result, no CT, nasopharyngeal mass. Napakabuti po ng Panginoon. Talagang, glory to God, salamat sa Diyos dahil totoo po na nagpapagaling ang ating Diyos. Salamat.
Grabe yun. Sir, concerned po talaga namin ng mga kapastoran, pati yung family ninyo, relatives, immediate relatives. If you have yung mga ganun, mga emergencies or urgent na prayer request, you already have the National Prayer Team Network available to you. You have coordinators, prayer coordinators in your local churches. They should be attached to us dun sa FB. And kayo lang po, basta, or kayo mismo, if you want to email me or email us sa VMA, diretso nyo na, can you please post this in the National Prayer Team Network? We will gladly. And the rest of the intercessors will pray for you. So, we want for you to know that you're not alone. Okay, kasi lalo na kung nasa dulo kayo ng Pilipinas, di ba? Parang ang hirap isipin na may magpapipray para sa'yo. Yung buong prayer network po, lalo na para sa mga senior pastors, priority po kayo. Meron po kaming storm signals pagdating sa prayer. Kung gusto nyo pastors lang, kung gusto nyo coordinators lang, o yung buong prayer team, pwede po. So, like, meron pong testimonies, I think sa, saan ba yun sa Mindanao yung na-abduct? Saan nga yun? Sa Cagayan de Oro ba yun? Or sa inyo po? Sa Iligan? Pastor, can you share the testimony? Do you still remember? Paki-share naman po. Very quick lang, just answered prayer. And then, we'll have Pastor Sam share also yung faithfulness ni God sa venue.
Alright, morning. Ako si Juvier sa Victory Iligan. Yung wife ko, yung kapatid niya na pinaka-bunso nila, may anak na babae, and she used to be part of the music team. And one night, na-abduct sila with group of, tatlo sila. And ang nangyari, there was this two boys na gustong i-meet yung friend ng pamangkin ng asawa ko. Babae yung pamangkin ng asawa ko. So, pinuntahan nila sa isang place. Merong C5 dito, merong kaming C3 dito, doon na road. So, yung C3 kasi hindi pa siya ginagamit. So, wala pang mga ilaw sa daan. So, naging parang place of yung mga robbers, mga thieves, mga addict. Doon sila nagmi-meet, nagiinuman. So, pumunta sila doon for some reason. Ngayon, hindi na sila nakabalik kasi may dumating na nakamotor, tapos dinala sila blindfolded. So ang nangyari, kami from Iligan, we were going to Davao for our Northern Mindanao activity. So pagdating pa lang namin dun sa Davao, yun na yung balita yung nakuha namin. So yung wife ko talaga hindi siya mapakali. So we talked to Pastor Jansen with the pastors, tapos I started calling mga pastors sa Mindanao, and eventually I called si Pastor Jojo to intercede for us. So the family now were negotiating with the kidnappers, and it took them mga 3 nights. So first night, second night, on the third night, late third night, going to early morning, nakabalik yung pamangkin ni Mai. Pero yung power of prayer, we're so grateful and thankful kasi kami din ni Mai, the first night pa lang, the first night hindi na gusto nang umuwi ni Mai yung wife ko sa Iligan because of what happened. We wanted to comfort the family and to be there with the family, pero yun nga yung pagdating namin doon sa Iligan, pagbalik namin, I think yung sa gabi na nun, nakabalik na yung pamangkin ni Mai. And we're so thankful and grateful kasi bumalik siya as, buhay. And kompleto siya. Alright? And as in, mismo yung ito yung testimony din eh. Mismo yung amount na they were asking was not really the amount that we were expecting. Kasi nga, we were thinking of talagang millions, and they settled for 150,000. So, nakabalik sila, 150,000. Yung kasama nila na lalaki, yun yung talagang super mayaman. So, yun yung hininga ng 100,000 lang. Tapos sabi ko nga, parang something really happened. Kasi, imaginein mo ha, etong kidnappers, they could not read the IDs. Actually, yung pamangkin ni Mai, yung tatay niya, medyo famous din sa Iligan. Medyo may kaya din. Pero nung tinanong sila, anong pangalan mo? So, hindi nila mag-gets ba na? Parang, they could have asked for more. Yung parang ganun. Tapos yung lalaki din na kinidnap, mayaman din yung sa Iligan. So, they could have really asked for more. Pero for some reason, parang nagtaka kami lahat. Bakit parang ganun? Parang ganun yun lang? Ganun, 150,000? Alam mo, sa buong Iligan, they could not believe it. They could not believe na 150,000 lang yung hiningi. So, parang sabi namin, something really happened. And we don't know what really transpired dun sa area nila, pero I believe that God was doing something sa mga kidnappers na they were blinded by the situation. So, after 3 nights, nakabalik sila. And we're so thankful for the whole people who prayed for us. Yun.
Yung mga ganun, parang hirap eh. Pag nandun ka, di ba? Lord, anong mangyayari? So, syempre, kakapit ka na lang kay Lord. Minsan, syempre, simpleng event. Hindi ba si Pastor, saan na si Pastor Lloyd? Si Pastor Lloyd. Ay, birthday niya ngayon. Pastor Lloyd, nagkumalapit sa amin na nung isang last week kasi meron silang victory weekend. And I think he was really in faith, was gonna teach the, you know, simple lang to, no? Most of you, veterans ako sa victory weekend, but he's really believing that God encountered during the victory weekend baptism of the Holy Spirit. So he's asking for tips. But, pero at the bottom line ng mga tips, wala naman talagang strategy or technique. Eh. Faith lang talaga. But you know what, sabi niya, hindi pa kami nag-ask ng Holy Spirit at that moment. Talagang nag-invade na rin si Lord ng mga tao and began to see the manifestation, speaking in tongues. And these are things that we cannot train for kasi hindi siya tools and techniques eh. Pero yung faith factor, napakalaki. Pastor Sam, can you share us naman yung what we're believing with you for? Okay, so, how have you been to Victory Tagaytay? Oh, hindi pa kayo nagpupunta. Nako, Pastor Sam, kailangan nyo silang ayain.
Sige, text nyo lang ako. Mga kahit 4 days, 3 days, text na kayo kung pupunta kayo ng Tagaytay. I-schedule ko kayo. Anong gusto nyo, first service, second service, or third service? Ganun po yung ginagawa ko pag may bisita ako. Hindi. experience, you know, yung para bang inihuntulad ko yung experience namin ng Tagaytay ng yung first church na ng Victory sa Tandem Theater. Diba, sabi ni Pastor Steve, tumutulo. Same with us, sa Royal Park na nilipatan natin doon, is that pag umuulan, tumutulo rin. At isa pa, bumabaha pa. Tapos habang nag-pre-pitch ka, nagsha-shut off yung main switch kasi nag-go overload. So ganun po yung experience namin. Kaya nga minsan yung Psalm 66 verse 12 is we've been through fire and water, but you bring us in abundance. Sabi ganun, you bring us in a place. So with that experience na every time nagkakaproblema kami, one time na una yung brown out, tapos pag umuulan kinakabahan ka na kasi babahain yung center mo, and then napasensyahan ko yon, pass over namin yon. But nung isa na naman, nag-bug down yung pump, water pump, kasi yon hindi nakakonect sa district kasi that place is run down place, so yung water niya nag-o-order ka na lang per truck, so yung water tank nila nasa ground. So you have to ipapump yun para pumunta sa tanke. Eh, magsa-Sunday na, nasira yung pump. Sabi ko, problema na naman to. So nag-guwan ako sa Tagaytay, around 18,000 yung isang pump. And kailangan pumunta pa na Rahon. So, sabi ko, sa kay George, yung kasama kong pastor din. Going pastor na siya. And sabi na, bro, pasyal nga tayo sa Ayala District pa that time. Hindi, pumunta lang kami. And then, nung pagpunta namin sa admin, nag-inquire kami. Tapos, medyo nahihiya pa kami kasi ang Ayala, hindi naman nag-a-accept ng church yan eh. Diba? So, anong kailangan nyo, sir? Anong, mag-list ba kayo? Ganyan. Oo, sana. Anong product? O anong, shop? Ganyan. Pwede ba church? Bumulong ako eh. Pwede ba church? Tapos sabi niya, ay, yes sir, meron kaming 3 units for church. Actually, papunta ako ngayon sa CCF, sabi nung manager. Whoop, CCF. Bakit? Victory, hindi nyo kilala. Hindi ko pa naririnig yung kasi tubong Tagaytay yung manager doon eh. So sabi niya, sige, kayo na nauna. Kayo na yung ilalagay natin dito. Sabi ko, ooh. Pero that time, yung giving ng church is eksakto lang sa ating operation and even sa salary ng staff. Dalawa lang kaming full-time doon. And then, sige lang, we just, sabi ko, okay, sige, I will, ibabato ko sa team. So, sinabi ko sa team na, ganito, may place na Ayala si Rin, but ganito yung presyo. Ang kagandahan yung team, oo kagad. Kasi because of the experience sa Royal Park. Na pagpasok mo talaga yung amoy, yung kulob ba? Kasi nga tumutulo, sabi, kaya lahat na lang ng charcoal, yung pabango, tapos yung electric pa namin, nilalagyan ko nang nakita ko sa lipa, yung nilalagay nyo sa CR, yung pabango. Lahat ng electric pa namin, nilalagyan ko ng pabango. Parang mag-iba na yung amoy. So talagang one page kami. And then, one Sunday, after the service, nag-prayer walk kami. With that prayer walk, after that, nag-coffee kami, and then nagbuo agad kami ng team for that fundraising. Going to Sering, ganun yung hashtag ng team na yon. And then, sabi namin, we go open tayo ng account, but wala tayong pera. Kasi kuha tayo ng church, sabi nung team. No, but pa tayo kukuha ng pera sa church? Why not? Nandito na tayo lahat, na nag-prayer walk. So sige, nag-bitaw ng pera, we come up 15,000 to open an account. Naano ako doon, nag-ano yung faith ko noon, nung estudante nagbigay ng 200. Sabi ko, bro, ba't ka nagbigay? Allowance ko yan, pastor, for next week. So doon, oh, grabe to. Sabi ko, ito na nga. Wala nang balikan. So, yun na, nag-start na yung team. Binato ko sa church every Sunday. Ito yung vision natin, going to Serene. Naglagay kami ng mga tarpaulin for Serene. Tapos even a props for Serene. So ganun lahat, every Sunday. Then doon, and we even bumisita si Pastor Sab sa Cebu. Doon, nag-preach siya. And then, nagkaroon kami ng convergence, leadership convergence. Binato niya yung faith ng Cebu. Wow, nabago lahat yung pananaw namin. Yung pledge namin na ganito lang, nabago lahat yung pledge. Talagang nakakahiya yung pledge na nilagay namin eh. Kasi gabi yung nangyari sa Cebu. So with that, lahat ng team, nagbago yung pananaw, yung faith, naging strong. And tuloy-tuloy na yung prayer. And then people come, nagugulat ka na lang, hindi member sa church, napadaan lang, bigla na lang nag-so-so for Serena. Kaya nabuo yung church in 2 months. We started February praying, ha? Kasi nag-pray walk kami February. By May, kailangan makapag-produce tayo ng gano'n para mag-start. But that time, kaya ba? Yung gano'ng amount. Pero pagdating ng May, eksakto lang. Every time na kailangan mo, dumarating yung favor. Kaya sabi nga ni God, di ba, I always be with you, with your, kung ano man yung pinagdadaanan mo. Ganon na ganon talaga. Kaya by faith talaga ito eh. Nung nabuo yung screen. Kaya serious natin. Thank you.
Sino po sa inyo yung bago yung center ninyo? You were believing and now you have a new center or fairly within the year. Meron po ba? Bagong lipat, bagong venue? Meron. Ano to? Ayaw nga, Victory Cabanatuan. Okay. Hallelujah. Palakpakan natin ulit ang Panginoon. Sino sa inyo, you're believing, you're in the midst of building projects or a renovation? Sino sa inyo nandun? Nandun sa lugar na yun. Can we just take this moment just to pray with them? Taas nyo nga po yung mga kamay nyo. If you're beside them, hindi nakataas yung kamay nyo, partneran nyo naman po sila. Tayo po tayo. Let's just pray in the Spirit right now. Let's believe with them. Let's put our faith together. Okay. Taas nyo lang yung kamay nyo kung if you're believing for a center. Yung mga hindi nakataas kamay, pwedeng... konti lang pala, ano? Sige. Reka kole hareba satale hareba kara baba baba soto lorono ni rega kole hare na ne karomondoro no ni remba roko kole hareba kara bara 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 bara. Pastor Orly, tulungan mo nga ako mag-pray dito. Reka kole hare makara baba. To pinagpala tong bata na to. Raba soto lorono karam. We're gonna agree in prayer together. Come on.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you will provide for every needs, Lord God, that we have. Thank you, Lord, that you will increase our faith, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that you will bring people, Lord, to support every building projects that we have, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that you will be the one that will supply every needs, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you will just pour out, Lord God, your grace, Lord God, of for people, Lord God, to be generous, Lord God, in all occasions, Lord God, particularly in this building project. I pray, Lord, that every prayers concerning this project, Lord God, will be answered by you, Lord God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that supernatural Lord God, provision will come. Miracle will happen, Lord God. We speak forth, Lord God, provision upon provision, abundance upon abundance, increase upon increase in our givings. Thank you, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Would you call it out? Call it out. That place that you're claiming for, that place, the brand, the equipment, the people that you are dealing with, call it out right now. Reba, soko. Begin to envision it. Begin to pray it in. Nekakole, harena, nekakala, yaranana. Lord, we call it out. Lord, you said you are a God who calls things that are not as though they were. Lord, out of nothing, you can create. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we agree in prayer that you are enlarging, that you are expanding, Lord God, the work to make disciples, to plant churches. You are expanding the space. Lord, we even claim, Lord God, the best equipment in the name of Jesus. We pray for divine appointment, favor with venues, with administrators, favor with construction and subcontractors, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless every tither and giver in their church. Bless each one of these men with wisdom, Lord God, on how to go about it. Lord, we claim it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. At ihintayin po namin ang testimony ninyo. Ang mga letrato ninyo sa bagong center. So, hindi ko na po patatagalin. Andito na po ang ating bishop, si Bishop Manny. Let's all welcome Bishop Manny Carlos.
All right, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Sorry, I was delayed. Tama ba? Is this your... Were you guys here already before last January of this year? Okay, how many sessions have you guys had for the staff dev? Nakailan na ba kayo? Is it on a monthly basis ba?
We have 1.5 days. We've had 3 days so far.
Okay. So sino-sino na ba yung mga nagtuturo sa inyo dati? Okay. Paki-ulit. Paul Barker. Okay.
It's just their second semester.
Okay. All right. So pumasa naman kayong lahat. Narito pa rin kayo, di ba? Okay. Unang exam ba? Ayun. Pasang awa. Okay. Well, it's good to be back with you men. Apparently, I had to have a memory refresher that I did speak to you already at least once, and this will be my second time. So I appreciate you taking the time to be here. You know, I've visited some of your churches. I'm trying to look at your faces and remember when some of you guys, I don't think I've been to your churches, some of you. Tagal na ako, hindi pa ako nakakapunta sa inyo, bro. Oo nga eh. Oh, secondary lang yung Butanding, bro. Importante yung church, di ba? So, yung mga tourist spot kasi, I guess that provides the added incentive to visit your churches. Tsaka ako naman kasi hindi ko iniimbita yung sarili ko, kaya ayokong naghihintay ako na imbitahin ako. So, hindi naman ako nagpaparinig, okay? But, sayang nga, I was supposed to be with you last August 13, no? Kaya lang nga, yun yung entrance exam ng anak ko sa UPCAT. So, but I can't help but be grateful for you men and what you're doing in each of your cities and being faithful to preach the gospel, to make disciples, to train leaders. I can't tell you how much, you know, we as a leadership team here that oversee our victory churches around the nation are grateful to God for your lives and whatever it is we can do to help you, strengthen you, equip you, we want to do that. And so, in fact, in this very moment, we've been evaluating and looking at how we can better serve your churches and you men and your family so that together we can see a greater harvest reaped in this nation. Anyway, if you've seen some of the Facebook posts, we're coming up with a new rallying cry for victory, at least in our executive and apostolic leadership teams. But I won't tell that, but suffice it to say that one of the important parts of this whole movement is what God's doing in the provinces, and you being the leaders in that, you know, in the different cities you're in. You're going to play a vital part of that, okay? So were you all at the church planting summit just the other month? Okay. So lahat naman kayo, I think, in one way or another, you have involvement in participation, whether your church is going to plant a new church or you're going to partner with some of our other churches. So anyway, I have two teaching sessions with you guys, and what I'd like to do, yeah, I'll go ahead and teach my first message and then take a quick break. Hopefully we'll have a bit of interaction, okay? Kasi it's not like I'm teaching you. What I'm really trying to do is to impart whatever it is that the Lord has given me and enabled me as a spiritual leader to help, you know, to equip you as well and impart to you what God has given to me. And so I want to speak, first of all, something on prayer. And then after that, we'll take a quick break. We'll have a bit of interaction, and then we'll also have a second message. And I'd like us to interact on that as well. So we'll go until about 12 or a little after 12, okay? So anyway, how many of you like pastor stories, okay? I guess it takes a pastor to know a pastor, right? Minsan, meron tayong mga unique situations and circumstances that only we can identify. So this is among us, you know? And anyway, there was this new pastor who... sa iba kasing mga churches, ano yan eh, di ba, they hire new pastors, di ba? I mean, we do that on a rare occasion where we have a new leader come in from outside, but you know that we raise leaders from within. But anyway, this new pastor was assigned and hired for this church. And as any good pastor would do, he wanted to get to know his congregation. And so he decided to do his visitation in one of the members of the church. And so pagpunta niya doon sa church, doon sa bahay nung pastor, I think it was a Saturday, before he knocked on the door, he was pretty sure that there was somebody inside, okay? And so he knocks on the door, but nobody was answering. So he knocked a few times. He knew someone was there, but for whatever reason, the door was being opened. So I guess he figured maybe, maybe he wasn't there. Baka guning-guning lang yun. So he decided to leave a note, but trying to impress the new member of the congregation na magaling siya sa preaching, sa word, ginawa niya, imbis na nagsulat siya ng message, sinabi lang niya, Revelation 3:20. Okay, so iniwan niya doon. Okay? How many of you know what Revelation 3:20 says? Mga spiritual talaga kayo, no, bro? Ano ulit? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Diba? If anyone opens the door, then I'll come in. So anyway, so he forgets about it the next day. After the preaching of the word, he takes up the offering. And after the offering, he opens it. I guess maliit pa lang yung church, no? So siya na yung preacher, siya pa yung offering taker, siya pa yung ano, di ba? Alam yung mga ganun situation. Anyway, may nag-slip ng note dun sa offering bag. Nakasulat naman, Genesis 3:10. Okay. Now, how many of you know Genesis 3:10 says? Okay. I was naked and so I hid. Okay, so anyway... So, yun yung sagot ng tao dun sa... Okay. All right. I think nakuha nyo na, okay? Nagbabasa na ba kayo ng Bible, di ba? I don't need to quote the verse for you to guys to know it. But anyway, you know, as spiritual leaders, you can only lead your people to where you've been. I think all of us have come to understand that. You know, a leader is not someone who's better. I think a leader is someone who just really goes in front and paves the way for others. And so, I'm speaking to you about prayer. If ever we're going to be able to teach people to pray, I think it's incumbent for us to be men of prayer, isn't it? Hindi tayo pwede magturo ng mga disciples natin how to pray if we ourselves are not men of prayer. And so, I think it's vital for us as spiritual leaders to be men of prayer. And just like the disciples asked Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray, just like John taught the disciples, something about Jesus, yes, he was a powerful teacher, he was a powerful miracle worker, and yet, what the disciples wanted to ask Jesus to teach them was not so much on the miracles, but teach us to pray. And I think that shows us something about prayer, the prayer life of a man of God or a woman of God, as indicative of the spiritual authority and power, if you will, in that person's life. And so, if I look at my own life, I didn't know how to pray. I think all of us, you know, did our cursory prayers. We would recite the Our Father, but never really understood or really believed that those prayers could be answered. But when I became a follower of Christ, I think you've all been through our ministry school. You remember, I can. That's one of my favorite things to say, that I learned how to pray by the example of the men who discipled me. And if you remember the story of this man named Jim who would disciple us in prayer, and he was a captain in the army, and he was asking us, you know, I want to teach you how to pray. And I said, sure, we'll meet once a week, and what time? And he said, 6 o'clock in the morning. Wow, sa lub-lub ko. Puyat-puyat pa ako nun, because, you know, in business school, I usually stay up until midnight. But yes, I agreed to do it with my other Filipino friend who was going to church in Maranatha then. No? And pag-gising ko na umaga, talagang puyat-puyat pa, wala nang ligo, di ba? Hilamos na lang, okay, mataas pa yung buhok, na ganun. I would drive quickly to that place. By the time I reach him, a little after six, he's already dressed in his military uniform, captain in the army. Slim guy, pero alam mong matikas, di ba? Yung sharp guy. And he has this big smile, said he welcomes us the very first time, and then he says, okay, let's start praying. And as soon as he says he starts praying, he goes on his knees and begins on the couch and begins to cry out to God. And that made such an impression on me, because here's this guy, strong, sharp guy, and yet his posture before God was one of that of humility and dependence on Him. And that made such an impression on me. Okay? As men, we're supposed to be strong and courageous. Actually, that's my second message. And yet, prayer actually is an act of utter dependence upon God. And that's really, when you think about it, where our source of strength is. And so, what happened to me is, over the years, I did develop my own prayer life. It became a lifestyle for me. And apparently, for some reason, people would ask me to teach them on prayer. And even when I became a pastor, I would be asked to teach on prayer, on worship, on warfare, and so on and so forth. And but I have to say this, every so often I do get convicted because I feel like I'm not praying enough. Okay? How many of you have ever felt that? Okay? Now, that's not to bring condemnation upon ourselves. And I think we understand that our righteousness is based on faith, not by our own good works. But I think the sense that you get is that, Lord, you know, apart from you, we can do nothing. And so, but the reality of living in this earthly life, not just as pastors, but as family men, as husbands, as fathers, and as organizational leaders of our ministries, we know the demands of our time, you know, steal that, and you really have to fight, okay, for your time in prayer. And so, but nonetheless, I believe that at least in my own journey, I've learned about prayer that whatever it is that I've learned, and I'm sure all of you will have your own spiritual journey with God, including your life of prayer. I just taught the campus, and I can still remember what Mike Bickle said, that if you look at every great man or woman of God whom the Lord used, there's one common thing about them, and that is they had a secret history with God. What is that secret history? Okay? It's their life of prayer. Remember, Jesus said, when you pray, don't pray to be seen by men. Because if you pray, then you're ready to get your reward. But when you pray, go to your prayer closet and pray. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. See, we're public ministers. People see us all the time in the stage and over in the pulpit in whatever gathering. And so most of them think that what we are when the anointing comes upon us is already the summation of who we are. No. What you are in private is the determinant of what you are really in public. And if there's a dichotomy, or if there's a disconnect, if your public life is not consistent with your private life, then sooner or later that's going to unravel when the pressures of ministry come. And so I'm saying that it's kind of funny because I hardly had time this morning to pray. Okay, I slept late and had to take care of some things. And I was saying, Lord, I'm going to talk on prayer. Here I am. But it's not every day, okay? I mean, I do get the time to pray, okay? So, alam mo yung battle for of condemnation and sense of inadequacy na hindi mo kayang gawin yan. Kaya hindi mo natupad yung dapat mong, di ba, to clock in. So I think the point is, we want to be men of prayer. And yes, over the 27 years that I've been a pastor, and even prior to that, I've learned to pray. But I know, as the Lord continues to give me strength and to give us the grace to lead His people, we need to continue to pray. And so I want to speak to you this morning on a leader's prayer life. As I said, one of the things I learned from in prayer is the Lord's Prayer. You know that the Lord's Prayer is not a prayer to recite, but a prayer guide. I think we all understand that, diba? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Don't lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. I mean, we can memorize that, you know, backwards and forwards. But the point is, it's not just meant for us to memorize. It's meant for us to guide. It's meant to guide us, rather. It's the topical prayer guide. Okay? So I've used that extensively in my own prayer life and when I teach others. But as I've taught on prayer, I realize we need a more fundamental basis for our confidence in our prayer. And that's what I've in developing this message, that's what I've desired to do. Yes, Lord, I know to pray. We pray because we need to depend on you. Prayer is communion with God. Prayer is all of these things. But what I want to share with you are two things. One is the foundation of our prayer. And number two is the four bases of our being able to relate with God. The first one, John 17, verse 3. This is a familiar passage. Now this is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true and living God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Okay? Now, all of us have at some point prayed, but I think all of us have also experienced a sense that of uncertainty whether our prayers are really being heard or not. Why is that? Bakit hindi tayo nakakasigurado kung narinig ng Panginoon yung ating panalangin? Simple, it's because we were separated from Him because of our sins. Okay? Ganun lang kasimple yun. Sin separates us from God. And so, no matter what we try to do to make ourselves right with God, we can't. And that's why Jesus Christ did what we couldn't do. He became our substitute. He suffered the consequences and the penalty of our sin. And then because of His death and His resurrection, we are reconciled to the Father. So, that is through the finished work of Christ, we are not only reconciled to the Father, but we can now experience the abundant life or the eternal life that the Lord wants to give us. Sabi niya, now this is eternal life. Okay? What is eternal life? Eternal life is not the longevity of life. It's not how long you live. Okay? It's the quality of life that God wants to give you. That's the word. Eternal nga, eternal is a quality of life. Diba Zoe, which is the word eternal, is the kind of life that God has. It's a vitality. It's, you know, I mean, just do the research on, if you want to distinguish biological life versus the life that God has, which is Zoe. So, whenever you experience eternal life, remember, God wants to give you that eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God It's not something we earn. It's something God graciously gives you and me. Eternal, but it, ano yan? The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. So that's our birthright, if you will. That's the grace gift of God for us. And so the question is, how do we experience that eternal life? Sabi niya, John 17:3, now this is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true and living God in Jesus Christ whom you have sent. The word know is the word ginosko. And the word ginosko, when you say know, it's not so much cognitive knowledge of something. Okay. All right. It's not cognitive knowledge. You know what cognitive means? It's information about something. Okay? It's not informational knowledge. It's relational knowledge of someone. That's what the word ginosko means. Okay? I've had the privilege of meeting 3 Philippine presidents. Okay? From President Ramos to President Arroyo to President Aquino. And wow, you know, I don't have a picture. I have a picture with Pinoy and I have a picture with GMA before. Okay? So I can put that on my, okay? Alam niyo mga yan, di ba? Photo op, di ba? That's one of the most, wow, this thing, but I don't, actually. I mean, after that, di ba? I mean, I respect them and I honor them and I pray for them. But the point is, I don't really know them, okay? And they don't know me, okay? So all I have is a handshake and a photo op. But I don't really know these people, and they don't know me either. So some people say they know about God, but they don't know Him. Now, I know my wife, I know my children, I know my pastor friends. I have relational knowledge of them. That's the kind of knowledge that God says that He wants us to have, so that in the process of knowing God, we will experience His life. Okay? So that's how we experience eternal life, by knowing God. And the way we know God is through our life of prayer. Okay? I hope this is not too deep for you. This is just foundational. And I want to underline this point, because it does make, there's an important principle that I want to point out, and it's this. Where does life come from? Okay? Life comes through relationships. It goes back to the very time when the Lord created Adam and Eve. When He created Adam and Eve, He put them in the garden, and He put 2 trees in the garden. Remember? The first one is the tree of life, and the other one is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, let's think about that for a moment. What is the difference between the 2 trees? Okay? The 2 trees represent 2 paths of life. One is eternal life, which is really relationship with God. The other one is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now, what does that mean? Okay? See, the deception. Okay? The deception, okay, that Satan has, okay? It's going to be tricky, okay? We're going to have to speak in between that, okay? So, habang nagdi-drill, i-reflect yun na lang yung sinasabi ko, okay? 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 See, the deception of Satan is that we can have life through knowledge. Not just the knowledge of evil, but the knowledge of good and evil. In fact, this is one of the most powerful truths I ever learned. Remember, after Adam and Eve, sabi niya, don't eat of the fruit, because if you eat of it, Di ba, you'll surely die. Di ba, sabi ni Lord John. Sabi ni Satan, no, no, no. He said, God's not telling you the truth. He said, if you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, your eyes will be opened and you will become like God. And what happened was, when they disobeyed God, you know the word opened? The word opened means to be the final arbiter or to be the judge of what is right and what is wrong. Okay? In fact, remember sabi ni Lord, after they disobeyed it, they disobeyed the command. Sabi ni Lord sa kanila, now he's become like us, knowing good and evil. Okay? Actually, the word knowing there, and I have to qualify what I've said because that might come across confusing. The word knowing din naman, in the Hebrew, so I guess I'm talking about knowledge in the New Testament, knowledge in the New Testament, in the Old Testament. Remember, in ginosko in Greek means relational knowledge. In the Old Testament, know is yada, which means to know. Remember, that word yada was used of Adam when he had physical intimacy with Eve. Adam knew Eve and she conceived. Okay, so that's also relational knowledge. And God was saying he did not want them to know. And there's two kinds of knowledge. Again, cognitive knowledge, to know facts about something, and to know by experiencing it. I guess it's better to give an example. Remember, one of the commands is do not commit adultery, do not commit sexual immorality. God did not want Adam and Eve to know sin by experiencing it. You don't need to commit sexual immorality to know that it's wrong. You understand? What God was after was simply on the basis of his word. We trust him enough to say, okay, Lord, because of my relationship with you, I'm not going to know evil by experiencing it. And that's unfortunately what happened to Adam and Eve. When they ate of the fruit, it's like their eyes were open. So the sin is not simply the disobedience. Sometimes you think it's just disobedience. Yes, it's disobedience. Okay? No. What happened was their eyes were open. That means they became the arbiter of what was right and what was wrong. They became the final authority. This is right and that's wrong. And when they did that, the implication is they now became independent of God. That's what it means. Okay? And so, I hope you got that. So my point again is this. Life comes through, where does life come from? Relationships. Diba? What do you experience when you're with your wife, diba? You have a wonderful time together. You know, you go out and enjoy a cup of coffee. Hopefully you come out of it if you don't fight, right? You come out of it refreshed and encouraged. You know, when you're with your peers here in our fellowship, you know, when we have a meal, I hope you get encouraged. Okay? When you're spending time in prayer with God, when you're worshiping, when you're relating with God's people, you experience life. Okay? So life doesn't come primarily through knowledge. Yes, obviously we need knowledge, but just because you have knowledge doesn't mean you're experiencing already the life of God. Okay, so I've belabored the whole point to make the point that when you have relationship with God, you experience his eternal life. And it's through that life of prayer that you can, okay? I don't know about you, but when I'm conscious of this, even this morning, I only had a few minutes to pray. I paused because I realized I'm in a rush to pray. And God just quickened to me. He said, look, I'm your father. You're my son, okay? You're okay, okay? Go about your day, okay? I know you were busy. That's the sense that I got. And so it removed. But I can't tell you that I've been like that all the time, because years ago, and you probably experienced this, man, you know, I made a mess, or I did this, I didn't do enough. Maybe I'm not worthy to stand before you, Lord. You know what? That reflects, I'm going to show you later on how we can address that. So the point is, okay, we experience life by relating with God. Now, let me bring it to a more fundamental thing. What is the basis of our relationship with God? Okay? And it hit me one day as I was studying this. It's like, yes, we have a relationship with God, but there's actually different facets, if you will, of that relationship with God. And what I want to show you are four bases of our relationship with God. And you'll be surprised that it's all in the Bible, but when you join it together, the result is it will enrich your understanding of your relationship with God. Okay? And when you do that, it will change the way you pray. Okay? So can I just review? Remember, the basis of, we're talking about our prayer lives. What will empower our prayer lives? Knowing that we have a relationship with God. When we have a relationship with God, we experience eternal life. And that relationship with God is expressed through our life of prayer. So what is our relationship with God? It's based on four spiritual truths. Okay? And this will help us have confidence, greater confidence when we pray to Him. What are the four bases of our relationship? The scriptures give us several descriptions of our relationship with God. Okay? And when you learn this basis of our relationship with God, it will actually give you a richer vocabulary. Di ba, minsan pag nag-pray tayo, parang ito lang, di ba? Pero pag alam mo na, ito pala yung relationship kay Lord, it will enrich your vocabulary. Mas malaman yung substance ng prayer mo. Kasi ito pala yung relationship kay Lord. Ano itong mga to? Number one is found in Ephesians 2:19. What happens is, as a result of our relationship with God, our relationship changes from aliens to citizens. Okay? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 says, Ephesians 2, verse 19-20. Do we have that on PowerPoint? Oh, wala na. Ah, it's there. Oh, good. Can you read that? Alan, can you read that, please?
Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus Himself as the chief cornerstone.
Okay, thank you. So, listen to that, okay? Maybe you've never seen this before, you've read this, but we're no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people. We were aliens before, now we're citizens. Now, of course, the context of this is the Gentiles, believers, who were separated, who were not beneficiaries of the Jewish people, who were a nation under God, isn't it? And I want us to reflect on that for a moment. Okay? From aliens to citizens. Let me ask you this. How many of you have at one point in your life hope or maybe wish or dream that you would be an American citizen? Okay? Come on. Okay? Diba? Lahat naman tayo, diba? At some point, okay? Actually, I've lived in the States for a few years. Actually, ang masarap sa States, maging turista. Pero pag tumira ka na doon, sa totoo lang, mga kapatid, ang hirap ng buhay doon. If you talk to your kababayans, your relatives, most of them have 2-3 jobs just to try to make ends meet. Okay? Hello? Okay? Okay, now, if you want to be a UTC, if you're called there, fine. Okay, no problem. But my point is, we all wish we were citizens of another country. Quite often, you know. I guess, sabihin natin, wag United States. How about this? One of the nations I think that most people wish, probably if they knew, was to be a Bruneian citizen, okay? Hindi Bruneian beauty, okay? Okay. You know, in Brunei, it's an oil-rich country. I think we all know that. What, they have a few hundred thousand people, residents. You know some of the benefits of being a Bruneian citizen? Let me nakasulat dito. is because of its vast oil reserves. There's so much prosperity. These are some of the benefits of being a Bruneian citizen. Free medical care. Subsidized housing. Free rice. And, okay, so free subsidized medical care. Pag citizen ka ng Brunei, lahat yon. Okay? Sa, kung sa Makati ka, bro, ano lang, free cake lang during your birthday. Pag senior citizen ka, di ba? Sa Brunei, okay? Free medical care, subsidized housing, rice. And even, get this, and even a free theme park. Okay, ang pangalan ng park nila, Google nyo to, Gerudong Park and Playground. This park is so huge, it's bigger than Disneyland. And it's free for every citizen. It's around 57 hectares. And it is so big that many times when you line up for a ride, you're the only one who's going to ride the ride. Now, that would be boring, isn't it? If you've ever been to EK, to Enchanted Kingdom, di ba? Haba minsan ng pila. Ito, mga kapatid, wala pang, okay? Wala kang kasabay. Parang corny rin, di ba? Kung ikaw lang yung magro-roller coaster, di ba? Okay? So, people would wish, wow, how I could be a Bruneian citizen. Now, as good as that sounds, let me tell you, that's still nothing compared to being a citizen of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Come on, that's the whole point. We are a citizen of the kingdom of God. And every, do you know your rights? Do you know your benefits as a citizen of the kingdom? I don't know. Okay? Do you see the benefit of God's, come on, protection and provision and your voting rights and your whatever rights? It's all in the Bible. I don't think we've really understood the lens of our citizenship in heaven. Remember, our benefit ultimately is we were going to inherit this, all of this, along with Jesus Christ. Remember, we are co-heirs with Christ. If you overcome, okay, you're going to inherit the kingdom, isn't it? Diba? Sabi nga ni Lord, come, diba? Share in the kingdom my Father prepared for you. Sell all your possessions, okay? Kahit hindi ka na makakuha na US citizen, o Bruneian, o Japanese, or Singaporean, kahit ano pa yun. Kahit nandito ka lang sa Pilipinas, come on now. You're a citizen of a much greater kingdom, and the benefits you get far outweigh whatever it is you think you're missing out. We're going to inherit this whole thing. In fact, when I understood this, you know, when the Lord called me to plant a church in Quezon City, whenever I would step on the UP campus, because I know we're called, remember, this is a mission, this is a mandate from the Spirit of God. Go and make disciples. Okay? Christ-centered, spirit-empowered, socially responsible churches in every campus, every city, isn't it? So pag nandun ako sa UP, pag naglalakad ako doon, okay, 25,000 students, a lot of activists, a lot of this, when I stand before and I begin to pray, I'm talking about prayer, I have confidence that this is part of the inheritance that the Lord has for Jesus and for me. And so when I address the principalities, I know this territory belongs to Jesus Christ. So I don't cower down. I don't shrink back. It's just a matter of time. All these campuses, come on, will bow its knee to Jesus. It changes your prayer life when you know whose citizenship you're part of. That's number one. Number two is from slaves to sons. Galatians chapter 4. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. Okay? Of course, we know that slavery is the lowest lot that a person could ever have. You know, not just in Roman, Greek culture, I guess pretty much all through Jewish history, a slave is basically someone who has no choice and has no rights. And he has, you know, the ironic thing is even to this day, there's modern day slavery. The human trafficking trade makes modern day slaves. And that, I don't know about you, that really breaks my heart, even our own countrymen, even in this own country. But we know that a slave is a picture of our slavery to sin. But when we came to faith in Christ, we were set free from our bondage to sin, and now we have the rights of sonship. Now, I think most, if not all of you here, are not just married, but parents as well. And, you know, I know my children are really my children because they have no hesitancy to ask me for things. Okay? Walang hiya. Yung mga anak ko, hindi walang hiya, walang hiya. Alam mo yun? Ang hirap maging parent ngayon kasi puro electronic na ngayon, di ba? Dati nung panahon natin, trumpo lang, talo-talo na, di ba? Ngayon, cellphone. Dati nga, nawala na nga. Yung mga Game Boy, tsaka yung mga ano, Game & Watch, tsaka yung mga ano pa yan, ano yan, yung PS2 ngayon, wala na, bro. Puro kalalabas lang ng iPad Pro, 12-inch screen with eye pencil. Pinakita sa akin ng oldest son ko, parang nagpaparinig yata itong anak ko na to, ha? Okay. Okay. And you know, deep in my heart, it's like, I want to give everything I can. It's just that, well, I don't think I can afford to give all of these things. Kasi hindi lang mahilig sa electronic yung anak ko. Magaling pa kasi sa video. So, lahat nung, yung mga camera pa, nako, talagang. But I never tell them we don't have enough money. I just tell them, well, sometimes I do, but I tell them, you know, you should work for it, okay? Tutulungan kita. Diba? I'm teaching you responsibility, diba? So, my point is, when you know that you're a son or a daughter of God, diba? It says, God's given us a spirit of sonship by which we cry, Abba, Father. It's that confidence. It's that knowing that you're secure in your relationship with Him. And I believe, you know, one of the greatest blessings that we can experience is when we become fathers. Because when you're a father, you realize, and you have your own children, even before your children do anything for you, you already love them, isn't it? You don't have to wait for them to perform in order for you to accept them. Now, unfortunately, that's not always true in our culture, but I think us, especially those who are redeemed, know that our children are a blessing to us, and our joy as a father is because they look like us. Okay? They came from us. And that's the heart of a father towards his children. Ganun si Lord. Proud si Lord sa ating lahat. Tatay natin siya. And so, again, when you understand that, it changes the way you pray to God. How many of you pray with a sense of unworthiness? Diba? Now, God may not give you... I remember this story. I think I told this in the class before. I think it was Dutch Sheets on his book, Intercessory Prayer. He shared this story. One time, he was telling in a class that he had... he was teaching a class on prayer, and he had... someone shared with him a dream, and the dream was this man went to heaven, and he was taken around by, who was this? By one of the angels, I guess, or Peter, and he was surprised to see in heaven a huge warehouse. Okay, isang malaking bodega. Tapos sa loob ng bodega may aeroplano, may vapor, may kotse, kung ano-ano, appliance. Nagtataka yung tao. What are all these things doing here? I mean, there's no need for airplanes in heaven. There's no need for boats or cars or all these things. And the angel said to him, well, actually, these are the things that God wanted to give all of his children, but they never persevered in prayer to ask, and so he never had a chance to give it to them. Okay? Well, sa Muslim yun, bro. Hindi. Sabi nung, kasi nga, nung sinabi niya yun, so na-convict lahat. Tapos may isang babae doon, actually, doon sa klase, ano siya, single mom siya. Medyo tinaas yung kamay niya, medyo nahiya pa. Sabi niya, is there a man up there? Well, the man's not up there, the man's down here. Okay, so yung babae, bro, wala sa langit, nandito. Okay? But meron pa ba single dito? Ha? Huh? Wala na. Okay. Oo, kundi. Ah, okay, good. Okay lang, i-set up na natin kung hindi. Okay. Can you imagine? I mean, when I heard that dream, I said, wow. You know, everything that we need to fulfill what God wants us to do, come on. I mean, you were just praying for your building centers. It's there, okay? You just need to pray it down, okay? From slaves to sons. Number three is from servants to friends. John 15:15 says, I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, for everything I've learned from the Father, I've made known to you. You know, when a friend, basically a, sorry. You know what Jesus did by saying this? Remember, his disciples had walked with him all these years. He was about to go to the cross. And he gives them this commendation. Sabi niya, you know, all this time you were with me, you know, you've been serving me, but says, I'm not going to call you friends. I'm not going to call you servants anymore. I'm going to call you my friends. Jesus opened up his heart to these men, the closest men, okay, even though tinulugan siya, di ba? Remember Peter, James, and John, okay, nung nasa Gethsemane na siya, okay, tinulugan siya, and yet, I want to call you my friends now. And what's the difference between a friend and a servant? Well, remember, a servant doesn't know what his master's doing, he just follows. But a friend knows the inner workings, the inner motivations of that which the one who is revealing himself. Think about Abraham. Remember, Abraham was called God's friend. Sabi ni Lord sa kanya, you know, I'm about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, but I can't not tell my friend, Abraham. Think about that. God had every right. God didn't need to tell Abraham. Okay? E kaibigan niya si Abraham eh. Alam mo, Abraham, i-destroy ko na to, pero kailangan sabihin ko sa'yo. Actually, remember. So, he told him because he's his friend. And you know, the greater the person, the greater the privilege to be friends of that person. You know, I've had a chance to meet some of our government leaders. Pastor June Escosar and Pastor Ariel have, for the last 3 years, been doing Bible studies with Senator Honasan. And once in a while, I do get, and I don't want to be presumptuous, but I think it's kind of funny. I'll just tell you this, just among us. He said when he became a follower of Christ, knowing his color for past, okay, he realizes that he has to be careful to keep those friends. I mean, he still is their friends, but he knows that if he keeps their company, okay, every now and then he jokes. So don't repeat this, okay, but just between us. He often repeats, you know, when he gets frustrated sometimes with what's happening in our nation, he knows, being a soldier, he knows one way that it can be changed, right? Actually, he tried doing it a number of times. And you know how charismatic a leader he is. Remember that when nung kinulong siya doon sa boat, I think within a few weeks or a few months. I don't know if Jesus really calls everyone his friend. I remember Pastor Jim would preach on that. Sometimes it wouldn't hit me. And I'm not presumptuous enough to think that I'm a friend of Jesus. But if there's anything that I would want to be, and I would say that, Lord, if you consider me a friend, that would be the thrill of my life. Yes, I'm a son. Yes, I'm a citizen. I know that. I'm confident. But friendship takes on a whole different meaning, isn't it? Okay, but he says, I no longer call you friends. A friend shares secrets. Well, it does say in Amos, God does nothing unless he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. That's my longing and my prayer. Lord, I want to know the secrets. I don't want to know what's going to happen in the earth. Lord, show me, tell me. Friendship with God. Number four is from idolaters to worshipers. Actually, you can say from idolaters to priests, but worshipers is fine. Romans 1:25, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator who's forever praised. Think about that. You know, we were given the privilege of relationship with God, but we blew it through the sin of Adam and Eve and our own sin. And when we're when we rebel against God, the regression, diba? If you read Romans, diba? Because of not being thankful, diba? They became sinful, they became rebellious, and you become an idolater. And the wonderful thing, again, through what Christ did, sabi niya, Romans 12, I urge you, brethren, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Don't be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. 1 Peter chapter 2 says that when you, as you come to him, the living stone, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual, are being built as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood. Remember, what was the priest in the Old Testament? The priest had special privileges. They were the only ones who could draw near to God. A priest is a worshiper who draws near to God, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. That's the definition of a priest. And only the high priest could do that once a year. Now, of course, Jesus Christ became the high priest, and because of that high priestly work of reconciling us and opening the access to the Father, now we are a royal priesthood as well. And we can come offering spiritual sacrifices. The same privilege that the Old Testament priests had is the same privilege we have now. We can access the presence of God. And what happens is, as a divine principle, remember, he says, we are off to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. Whenever we offer an acceptable sacrifice to God, God responds to that sacrifice. And that's, again, that's a powerful, powerful basis of our relationship with God. Through your intercession, you can actually save a city from destruction. You can bring salvation through your intercession and your prayers. Now, of course, you can't do it alone. You have to equip your church and the body of Christ to do that. But that is another basis of our relationship with God. So in summary, okay, I think you got the point. How do we relate with God? Through our life of prayer, we experience his eternal life. But what is our nature of our relationship with God? We're citizens, not aliens. We're sons, not slaves. We're friends, not just servants. And number four is we're priests, not idolaters. And so, let me pray. Lord, I'm asking you right now that you would cause the spirit of revelation and wisdom to come upon my brothers. Father, that it would open their spiritual eyes and ears to realize the great access we have for you. So many facets of our relationship with you, Lord, that we haven't even scratched the surface. Lord, there may even be more, but I'm asking right now that you would cause such a freedom, Lord, and a confidence to begin to relate with you and to pray to you more than ever before. In Jesus' name, amen.